98. National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Brady Evans. US President Donald Trump has again laid the blame for the spread of coronavirus on China. President Trump accused the Chinese government of trying to cover up the disease. His Democratic rival Joe Biden earlier called on the president to listen to public health advice and welcomed Mr. Trump's decision to finally wear a mask in public. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says China could have stopped COVID-19 in its tracks.
And make no mistake, we hold China fully responsible for concealing the virus and unleashing it upon the world. They could have stopped it. They should have stopped it. Would have been very easy to do at the source when it happened.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists his government's widely criticised coronavirus tracing application is working as designed. Labor has called the app a $2 million failure. The Prime Minister says the COVIDSafe app has been involved in tracing more than 300 cases in Victoria. Mr. Morrison says the app works in combination with tracing that is done by contact officers. Labor MPs say they visited the Crossroads Hotel in Sydney's West at the weekend, which has been linked to several COVID-19 cases, and say they had not been alerted by the app. Authorities are searching for a Melbourne woman who has disappeared after completing her stay in hotel quarantine. 41-year-old Christabel Fiu was last seen at a Southbank hotel in the city where she was quarantining. Police would not say if she tested positive to COVID-19 during her stay. Officers have concerns for her welfare after she failed to return home at the end of her quarantine. The British government is under fire from its own MPs after its mandatory mask-wearing policy. UK residents will be forced to wear a face mask in public indoor spaces from July the 24th. Similar measures are to be implemented in France from the beginning of August. Conservative MP Sir Desmond Swain says the new rules are a monstrous imposition.
Nothing would make me less likely to go shopping than the thought of having to mask up. This monstrous imposition against myself and a number of outraged and reluctant constituents.
Health researchers say Australians have been neglecting their physical fitness during the coronavirus pandemic. According to a new report, 70% of adults did not meet the government's physical activity guidelines during the first wave of lockdown measures. Researchers say television and movie streaming services have contributed to the increase of sedentary behaviour among young people. Lead author from Monash University, Dr. Bree Kunstler, says Australians can still keep active in isolation.
People might not make the connection between staying at home and still being able to exercise. So they just stop exercising and they sit down and they watch Netflix. So they're actually doing what we're asking them to do, and that's stay at home. Unfortunately, that's having a negative effect on exercise levels.
Turning to sport, and in the English Premier League this morning, Chelsea defeated Norwich 1-0. Frenchman Olivier Giroud scored the match winner on the stroke of half-time. And in the AFL, Gold Coast Suns coach Stuart Dew will stay at the club until the end of the 2022 season after signing a two-year contract extension. In 50 games as Suns coach, Dew has won 10 games and lost 40. But he's been credited with overhauling the club's list during this time.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
Katrine!
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 14 degrees, looking towards a top of 16 today. The forecast for Wednesday is cloudy. High chance of showers along the coastal fringe. Slight chance elsewhere. The winds are going to be southwesterly up to 35 kilometres an hour and reaching even 45 kilometres an hour in the far west. And turn that phone down. The sun will set tonight at 5:06. Looking for the rest of the week, Thursday, cloudy, 8 to 16. Friday, mostly sunny, 8 to 17. Saturday, pretty much the same, mostly sunny, 7 to 18, and Sunday, mostly sunny, 6 to 20.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Parramatta at Pitt Street, at Argyle Street, there's a burst water main. Take care as you drive through Parramatta this morning. Beverly Hills, M5 East Motorway, westbound off-ramp to King George's Road. A car breakdown, westbound traffic affected. Silverwater Road near Hawker Street, a car breakdown again. One of five southbound lanes closed, lane three. It's in the middle. Take care as you drive down Silverwater Road this morning. And finally, Comea, General Holmes Drive near Tancred Avenue. A hazard of a pothole that's been there all morning. One of two southbound lanes closed. It's 5 minutes past 10, and in the background you hear Mario all hyped up for Business Insights with Mario on a live 90.5. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Darren. How have you been, Darren, this morning? You had a good show with Dr.
Jim Tucker?
Yeah, good
show with Jim on Spotlight, yes, and we had some great guests, and I know we've got a great guest for our business listeners this
morning on our great show. I'd like to say to all listeners online, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are. To all our listeners, you can join us on the Facebook, Business Insights with Mario, where thanks to Darren Caps Davis, we have the live streaming, and you can see our beautiful bodies and, you know, how we enjoying the studio and with our guests. Or you can come on online, 90.5.com.au website, and the press stream now. You know, correct, Darren?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, well, let's go warm up, hey. Let's go put some
we
music.
We have international following, millions of listeners worldwide.
That is very correct. I should say that one. But thank you for joining us, everybody, on Live 90.5 Businesses with Mario. And Darren and I will take a short break, and we'll come back with introducing our guest in the studio. And she is very, very keen to talk. Live 90.5 Businesses with Mario.
Live 90.5.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes?
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Dhurlpool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at dhurlpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dhurl. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, a station sponsor.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half time and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn. so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right, we'll be united. And I know that we can be so amazing, and being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. Just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Haven't met you yet.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
It's 12 minutes past 10. You're Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Thank you, darling. Good morning again to all listeners in Australia. It is a nice, beautiful, sunny day, winter day in Sydney. And darling, he's tried to convince me, Dr. Jimmy Tiger from the Spotlight, the show before us, there was a battering weather on the coast, but you know, still waiting to come to the inland where we live. But I'd like to say, you know, thank you for tuning, and thank you to our all sponsors of the Alive 90.5 for your generosity and putting trust in us. And you know, as you know, the Business with Mario, it is your voice. Now, before we introduce our guest in the studio, we just signed a contract, Darren and I, we're going to become the ambassadors for health. Darren, what did you say? You need to lose 5 kilos?
Well, I want to lose 5 kilos.
Why about, would you lose 5 kilos?
About 77, I'll be totally honest here, 77 kilos, but I want to be 72. Well, in when you're doing bike riding, you can spend probably $10,000, say 500 grams, or you can easily lose that 500 grams from yourself, and you have an advantage when you're climbing the hills or taking on. It's power to weight. Like a car, on your bike, if you weigh less, got the same power, you're going to go faster.
Don't you worry, you're going to get more chocolate there. You know what I mean? I don't want you to be without energy. But all listeners, today episode, it's about health, but not the health as we know. And every day we're discussing or reading newspapers and listening, you know, chief medical officers or somebody, you know, you locally GP or anybody like this on a dose levels. Today we have a pleasure in the studio to introduce our guest, and she is running something called the Vitamin C Blog. Now, her name is Catherine Nixon. Catherine, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Mario and Darren. Lovely to be here.
Well, that's it then. I mean,
I'm waiting for you're in charge here.
Well, I was going to say, who is Catherine Nixon? Tell our listeners and tell me, tell Mario, what we don't know about you and what's made you what you are today. So cast your mind back when you're young, when you're adult, those sorts of things.
When you're young and when you're, we don't talk about age. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Nixon today, she's a healthcare professional with 25 plus years in healthcare experience. And she's a co-founder, as I mentioned before, the blog, creating relatable health content for consumers to inform, content, to empower people in their health journeys. Now, Catherine, before we start with this, what Dana says, who is Catherine, how important health it is for all of us?
You know, we were just chatting a few minutes ago. We hear a lot in health about what's wrong, people being unwell, how we can fix things. But, you know, the area of health that I have really grown to love a lot, in particular in the last sort of 12, 18 months, is the area of preventative health. And I think it's time that we actually get really excited about health and we find joys in health. And, you know, one of the things that we're seeing in health today is that we have quite a rise of chronic disease mm-hmm. in our society. It affects one in two people and the rate is growing in Australia.
Okay, that's boring. So who's Katrin Nixon?
Who am I? God, Murray, I've been in health about, like you said, 25 to 27 years. And I love health. And my journey is quite unique to most people.
Why is that?
So I started in healthcare at the age of 15. So my eldest son is only 11 years old. So, you know, to think that I was only a few years older than he is today, starting in healthcare is quite remarkable. And you may be wondering, well, how is that even possible? Well, when I was at school, I had that, I was in grade 10, needed to do careers week. And the question was, what do you want to do? And you need to go and do a placement to find out what you'd like to do at university and for the rest of your life. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but what I did know is that I wanted to help people. I wanted to help either animals or people. So I either wanted to be a vet, a marine biologist, and I had a cousin who was a nurse. And she said, I think you should think about nursing. So I went and got a job, a placement in an aged care facility. And to my absolute surprise, at the end of this week, I was offered a job. And so I took this job and I, for the next 6 years, while I was at school and during my nursing, so I went on to do my Bachelor of Nursing, I worked in aged care. And you know, to think that I was given this responsibility before I even had my learner's driving license, to even look after human beings was quite a responsibility. And, you know, it's interesting because I've only really realised that in the last couple of years when I've really sort of thought about my whole journey in health. But at the age of 15, I was given the responsibility to look after people, and I worked alongside a nursing team. And I actually think it was that experience that really has helped in me in my whole entire journey. And I think it's conditioned the way that I understand people. I wasn't, you know, obviously from such a young age that, you know, the younger you are when you learn things, the more, I guess, impressioned you are by things. And I guess your skill set develops faster. So as a person in health, I'm extremely empathetic. I really understand people and I want to help people. And my journey today is very much in the preventative health space. But my whole journey up until now, I've worked in acute medical care. I've worked with chronic disease management. I've worked in the United Kingdom. I spent a decade working in London. And I've also made the switch from the clinical bedside to areas of commercial health. So working with healthcare companies who have products or services that they are trying to help their own customers with. So I've worked with healthcare companies to develop processes, operations, build healthcare teams to deliver seamless consumer experiences that are good for customers. And at the end of the day, everything that I always do in health, I won't take on anything in health that I don't believe in. Mm-hmm. And everything I do is to really try and help the consumer achieve more, like a person achieve more in their health. And health is an interesting area, but it's complicated. You know, as humans, we are complicated. And to achieve things in health, it all begins with what you know and what you understand and who you can connect with. And the journey isn't always easy for people. I think many people find the journey in health a challenge when you're trying to gain health and when you're trying to maintain health. But the one thing I know that is very true is that you can't do it alone.
That's very interesting, Katrin. Yeah. I mentioned up today, and Darren, you know, you heard that one. First of all, thank you. Thank you for not becoming Dr. Dolittle and not looking after animals, because the passion and energy you talk and you speak about health, it's unparalleled. I truly admire this, St. Katrin. But secondly, you say, you're talking that the health is a journey. Mm. Now, on that journey, we are not all on the same page. Like, you know, like if you look at me, you know, I'm every day active, you know, more than Darren. Darren, he's cycling 200 kilometers per day, you know what I mean? Because I want to, you know, he wants to go on a tour mm-hmm. de France. Now, we talk about steroids later. But the point we try to make, you talk about journey, mm-hmm. but journey doesn't always go from day one we are born, or let's say we are 15 years old. There must be the moment when we're looking into the health mm. journey. When is this moment when we have the heart attack, mm. or we go to doctor says, I don't know, you have the, your hair is growing, Mario. I mean, I will wonder, you know, I mean, doctor says to me, Mario, your hair is growing. It's like, what?
Yeah. Or it could be burnout, like my story. But
yeah, your burnout, yeah,
Catherine.
Yeah. So, Catherine, where we start? Where did the journey, mm. health journey, start for the people? And is this is a, like a paradox? You know, I mean, we are healthy, or we believe we are healthy, then yeah. something happened, and then we start, you know, asking Dr. Google, mm. you know, I mean, how can help us, mm. or is it some other moment or some event
that
in our life?
That light bulb moment. Yeah. It's a very good question. Very, very good question. I think. We don't go on one journey in health. There isn't one journey. We have multiple journeys because our life evolves and our health changes over time. If I talk about my own sort of health journey, so for me, I, you know, like other people, I've had my own sort of health journeys. And yeah. for me, my health journey, where I really started to think about health as a person, not just a clinical person, was back in the year 2000, and
something happened then?
Yeah, I was involved in a couple of car accidents.
Not one.
Unfortunately, yeah. two car accidents within 7 weeks of one another, and so for me, my health at the time, I was 20 years old, so I was, you know, I was quite young. I felt really well, didn't have any health problems, but that in my that those events. It had a huge domino effect in my health. And literally overnight, I had, you know, musculoskeletal pain. So that was one journey. I had like skin outbreaks because it must have been from all the stress in my body.
Yeah.
I still had to get on with my whole life. But I was really challenged. And I wish I knew the things I knew today. And medicine has evolved, you know, with time, and the area of gut health has really come about. I wish I understood so much of what I understood today back then, because I actually think I could have overcome some of my challenges so much easier. But I went down the rabbit hole, and I tried lots of different things, and, you know, and so this
What was the biggest obstacle for you after two car accidents? You obviously been injured, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
It was more like on a mental level, like a PTSD or something that is like a stress, or I don't want to say nervous breakdown. What is like, you know, like you don't feel to live anymore, you know what I mean? Because you're afraid or...
Mm. Yeah, I think burnout's a word, and that's what I use to describe my journey as well. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about your journey as well.
Well, that's another day.
You're listening live, 90.5 Businesses with Mario. Take a short break. Our guest in studio, Catherine Nixon, she's going to take a... sip of the water, and then we'll come back after a few minutes and with some song and some commercials. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Thank you for listening.
Alive 90.5.
At Waterflow Plumbing, we trust and respect our customers. In turn, our customers know that we will always strive to put them first and treat them with respect, honesty, and give them the best in plumbing. A good relationship with our lifelong customers works both ways. We at Waterflow Plumbing are proud to assist our customers throughout the many stages of their plumbing life. For all your plumbing needs, call Waterflow Plumbing 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing.
Chambers Cellars, Winston Hills. Proudly independent cellars. Has a wide selection of wines from Australia's unique wine regions, as well as local and international beers and spirits. Pop in and meet Mark and the team, who will give you the best advice at the right price. Open 7 days a week. Chambers Cellars, your local cellars for all your entertaining needs and for relaxation. Chambers Cellars, station sponsor.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
Are we alive?
We are live. It's 28 minutes past 10. You are on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Thank you to all listeners. So Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. As Adana says, 29 minutes past 10, and we passed one quarter of our show today on Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And today, our guest in studio, Katrin Nixon, we talk about health, but not a health on a level you know. It's not a health we read in the magazines. It's not about health we're reading. What's the calling the star signs, the horoscope? What's it called? The astrology. What's it called?
Astrology. Yeah, I used to always get mixed up as a young person between astrology and astronomy.
And that's what it's. I don't know either. You know, if you want a clairvoyant to learn how to do your health, how to go on a health journey, our special guest in studio today is Katrin Nixon, and she shared with us all the insights because 28 years plus experience in health, but not just as a doctor or the nurse, but somebody who was working on all levels of the health, and now she's creating community around her blog, who wants to share and want to be in a journey to the health, to be happy, healthy, wise, and wealthy. Was Mario Beckes. Katrin Nixon in studio with us. Katrin, we start talking before we left about your two car accidents in the UK. Is that correct?
Well, in Australia.
I apologize.
Yep, just before I went to the UK. So you asked the question, was it sort of more, did I have more, was I more physically strained?
If you have two car accidents in less than, I don't know exactly, say 7 weeks was apart. You know, as part of the physical pain, you know, we can talk about physical pain, but as well, we, you know, ask you, did you feel burnout in the sense of mentally, psychologically, or that way?
Yeah, I think for me, the challenges that I had were more physical. And, you know, I'm quite a resilient, by nature, I'm quite a resilient person, and I generally can take on quite a lot and keep going. So for me at the time, it was more physical. I mean, it was to the point that I couldn't even pick up a towel because of the pain that I'd have in my chest. But what's interesting is that a couple of years ago, and you were talking about evolving kind of health journeys, a couple of years ago by accident, as part of a commercial health project that I was working on, I started to discover more things about my health. And in this journey that I went on, one of the doctors that I was having my assessment with felt that actually, based on what I was telling her about my journey back then, she felt that maybe I actually suffered with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And it was interesting because if I look back and remember quite vividly how it was back then, I don't remember feeling overwhelmed, that I couldn't cope with my day. But when I look back, I do think, oh, actually, you know, I do remember there being quite a lot of stress because it sort of went down the legality route, and all of those things, insurance and that, they might seem like small things, but they really all together have quite a compound effect. So I think, yes, I did feel stressed. But at the time, I think I was quite young and resilient, and I was just able to get on and do things. But I think the GP felt that I spoke to that I probably did have post-traumatic stress syndrome, because when I told her about the symptoms that I had just suddenly in my skin, And this is now talking about the whole gut health side of things. She said, actually, I really think you had post-traumatic stress syndrome that really kick-started things probably in your gut that created this whole chain event. Because your gut is linked to everything. So you know, when I look back, I think, yes, I think I did. I did suffer with some stress-related effects, but I was sort of unaware of that at the time.
I'll share one story with you, Catherine. It's my personal story. And when I was on one of the trainings during the May, you know, I was in the military for a very, very long time, almost a decade. And one of the trainings we'd done in one of the centers was, you know, you don't feel the pain. And game was, you know, they come 3 o'clock in the morning on level 4 in the army barracks, and they tied up your arms behind your back and put balaclava, and then they're throwing you, literally throwing you down on the stairs, and you know, they're destroying you every you know molecule in your body, you know what I mean? Anyway, they come to the, you know, they're drowning you, you know what I mean, and then, you know, all type of tortures, you know what I mean. Just say their name, and you know, I want to say my name, but you're such in pain, you know what I mean? And then the doctor comes, it's like, pain does not exist, it's in your head, and you start believing in this. Mm-hmm. However, as older I am, I feel the pain, but however, that's not just physical pain. With us in studio, it's Danny Capps Davis, who has extraordinary story, and let's go talk about burnouts in their daily life, because what you say, it's PTSD, right? And many people have a stigmata to talk about these things, particularly now in COVID-19. But Darren, you have the burnouts, right?
Yeah.
How did you cope with this one?
About 6 years ago, I was just working a lot doing lots of things and thinking, oh, if only I had more time, if only I had more help, if only I could do this, that and the other, I could actually be able to, survive. But in the end, it wasn't like that. I was actually burning out, and I started on a journey, and it's like a 30-minute discussion, so it might be for another day.
Yeah.
But
what was your journey?
To Catherine, it's about discovering that there's something happening with your body. And so me, I took an engineering approach, and I thought, okay, it's a machine. It must be things about going in, going out, how it functions. And to cut the story short, for me, it was about how the body, and especially the gut, metabolizes B12, and that's then linked to other things of zinc and copper, and I have sulfite intolerance. But in the end of it, what was discovered is that my copper was 18 times the reference level. So you might have a unit of copper. I had 18 units of copper in the body, and that was kind of something that I needed to work on. So over 18 months, I worked on that and got it to about 2 times the reference level, and a lot of things improved remarkably, and I still need to work on what I do, what I eat, manage what I eat. So it's the good thing, it's all non-processed food, it's things, there's sulfites, preservatives hidden everywhere, and if I manage that, I manage my body, and now I know how to actually deal with it as well. And a lot of it is about gut and about some specific vitamins which I can go into detail, and we may learn more with Catherine today.
Well, the question I do have, Catherine, for you, it's very simple. Most of us in Australia, but even globally, we medicating ourselves, and we really believe we know everything. And when you come to the GP or, to some specialist, we still continue to medicate ourselves. The question I do have for you, Darren, he mentioned something very important, it's the gut health. We discussed this at the beginning. And can you just answer me, is it two questions? Why we are medicating ourselves with vitamin supplements? In Darren's case, in my case, we take a lot of steroids. As you can see, our muscles, we are big. But why we are medicating ourselves, believing that we know everything? And secondly, it's important, and I heard that many times, that health starts with what you put in your mouth. Mm-hmm. However, this finishing and end in the gut, right? So I'm not the best example. I'm a senior citizen, mm-hmm. 47 years old. I ate all these blahs, and tried to be clean and everything else. But can you tell our listeners, one, why we are medicating ourselves, why we believe we know everything, and secondly, why and how is important the gut health? Is it gut health? How would you say, Darren? Gut, not gut health. Gut,
yeah, gut health.
Gut,
yeah,
feeling, gut.
Health, definitely, yeah.
Very charming.
You know, good questions. I think a lot of what we put in our mouths when we talk about supplements, those decisions we make, all those products have got marketing around them. So we're, as consumers, we're really attracted to branding and the marketing messages that were sold by the makers of the products. And that's not to say that, that there's anything wrong with consuming the vitamins, but I think, you know, we've got Google. There's a huge amount of information out there. People are digital. We're Googling information. We're finding a lot of things out there, like people telling us we should do this, we shouldn't do that, try this, try that. And we're curious people, so we want to try things, and that's okay. And we want to go on these health journeys. And I think generally, people want to be able to live a healthier life. People want to be free of disease. People just want to have more well-being, and they put themselves in these journeys. And supplements is maybe the magic pill. We all want a magic wand.
Isn't that like a fear? We want to live forever. Isn't that subconsciously?
Well, I think we want to live forever, but we also want to go to the doctor and for the doctor to tell me, well, Mario, you have condition X, here's your magic pill.
Oh, I love that one.
As I've discovered, it's not like that at all. My doctor told me next to nothing, apologies to doctor, but he did say one thing. He said, oh, your B12's low. And that led me on my journey, which was about 18 months. But the general health system did not really encourage me to study about myself and things like gut health.
But we believe in more marketing around us because we are flooded. You agree with me, Katrin? We are flooded wherever we go. It's a commercial, you know what I mean? And we just see this keyword, are you stressed? You overstressed that you are tired or something like this. And, you know, I'm the first one, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm grateful today to you. So like, how are you educating community around you? You know, I mean, how to care about, let's just say, the gut.
Darren raised a really interesting point around the GP, you know, giving you a little insight off the journey, but there's this void missing. And I think it's interesting because everything I've learned in health, there's this sort of disconnect. So we are, like, marketing is moving faster, like, it's more agile, there's more information out there. And healthcare, as we traditionally know it, doesn't move as fast, and it can't keep up. And so we have this absolute disconnect.
So where is the gap, eh?
What was that?
Where is the gap?
Well, the gap is, this is the knowledge. This is the knowledge. This is about what you need. It all starts with what the information you have, what you understand, and who you connect with. And, you know, our decisions are only as good as the information we have at hand. So if you've got good information, someone helps you to understand that, and then you connect with the right health people, you will get everything done in health. But where I think we disconnect is that we either have a lot of information, but we don't understand it, and then we don't know how to apply it, so we don't get results and we waste our time. Or we're given information, we sort of understand it, but we don't connect with the right health people that we need to get stuff done. So I'm a big believer that any health journey you go on, you need to connect with more than one type of health professional. It's never just the GP. It's never just the dietitian. It's never just the physio. It is a combination of people. So you generally always have to connect with two or three different people to help you on the journey with one health issue. And you can't tackle everything at once. So I think sometimes people try and do everything at once. Everyone wants a quick fix. Everyone wants it now. I think there are some things in health where you can get little quick fixes. But the reason I always use the word journey is that it's kind of, you've got to play the long game in health. You can't play the short game. And so if you've got good information, you've got someone helping you understand it, you can build some goals and objectives, and then you've got someone holding your hand, like a health coach, and helping you, then you get to where you need to get to. Now, along the way, you are likely to have to, you know, readjust maybe the diet, your lifestyle, throw in some supplements, and that stuff is all right. Like, I mean, I take supplements myself, my dietitian. You know, I'm a health person, but I have my own health coach, which is my dietitian, and she's
health
the one
coach.
Who's...
That's interesting. I have a question for you, Katrin, and Darren, for you. If you can put the price on your health, what would that be?
I'd say it's priceless.
What do you think, Katrin?
You know, I think Darren's got a point there. I think the new wealth is your health, and I think people just... You know, it's not until you have something go wrong or a bit kind of wobbly two boots in your health that that you really appreciate health, because, you know, we all think we're invincible. We all take everything for granted. And I think that's a very natural human way of thinking about things. But when something starts to go wrong, that is when you really start to value, because then you go, I don't want to feel like this. And depending on how far down the track you are with something, it may be you may get the news that, you know, we can do things, but we can't give you back what you had. And when you, and I think that kind of people learning that type of loss in their health is very significant. And that is when people really begin to understand things. So, you know, because of the journey I've been on personally and my clinical journey that I've been on, I've been lucky. I've seen sort of, you know, this very dense kind of world. I really, I feel really sorry for people who don't get stuff done in health. I really, really do. And I feel sorry when people just take their health for granted. And then when it goes wrong, it's, you know, you need someone there to help you pick up the pieces. And I think when people try and do it alone, it's honestly, it's impossible.
Impossible.
It is impossible.
Well, there, ladies and gentlemen, that was Katrin Nixon, and you're listening along 90.5. We come back more with an interesting conversation. Can you put in the price on your health? Most probably not, as a Darren says, it's priceless. However, our journey in health starts with the moment when we have some event, burnouts, problems, or you have not enough Nutella, so we're going to talk to you later. It's at 10:43 on our 15th of July 2020, listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mari. Now, guest in studio, Katrin Nixon, and the producer of this show, one and only Darren Caps Davis. We'll come back shortly.
Alive 90.5.
It's the word that you learn. It's got to do, it's got to be near. We solve our problems and we see the light. We got a loving thing. We got to feed it right. There is a danger, we can make it so bright.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. InsightIntelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1800 009 292.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to the sound of Alive
90.5. 12 minutes to 11 on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Thank you, darling, very much. And thank you to all our listeners of Alive 90.5 and this awesome radio show, Business Insights with Mario. I'd like to say as well thank you to all our sponsors of this great radio station, not just in Australia, but worldwide. And thank you for 400,000 listeners this very moment listening. Our guest in studio, Katrin Nixon. Now, Katrin, I know we spoke in the beginning, you know, I mean, how the health is important and how, you know, we're medicating ourselves and your experience and Dan's experience. And I'm hoping that our listeners can relate to this and I truly believe they can. But one thing I want to ask you, we talk about gut health, which is very and crucially important, because I know that whatever we do in our life, we are sort of have predictive behavior. We everything do in numbers. We sleep in the numbers. We eat in the numbers. We walk, we talk, we have the working hours, kilometers in the car. But the one biggest habit it is for our health, it's our mouth. And I ask you about why we're medicating ourselves. And now I want to ask you, why we are eating food, and I'll say this from my experience now, right now, because like I know that I almost all my life I ate at terrible food. You know, I mean, there's no question asked. First, I didn't have no choice because I live in communism, so I got all the fats and all the, you know, I mean, blah blah. But then when Australia, I chose to eat everything with the proteins, and then I look at the bank, it's a 20 grams of sugar as well. Why we are don't looking what we're eating, because all our health actually starts with our intakes in the mouth.
Yes, our gut health is everything in our health, and research is absolutely verifying that. And obviously one of the most important things to fueling great gut health is what we put in our mouths, that amazing food. And
it's amazing food, it is, don't you? You know, when you're like 5 o'clock and and I mean, 11 o'clock at night, you know, so I want a kebab and chips. It's like,
you want to, you're getting an attack of the munchies, as I'm saying.
Yes, yeah. Katrin, why?
But, you know, when it comes to food, I think, gosh, there's, you know, it's such an important area, but it's a bit of a complex area, the food journey, because, you know, we walk into a supermarket and a shop and we have so many things in front of us. We have brands, we have labels, we have marketing, we have, and actually, you know, in the back of a product, we have ingredients, and then we have sort of how do you, you know, different values about like the sugar content, the carbohydrates, the protein. Now, not many people know how to read those labels. Probably the only people that truly know how to read them is actually a dietitian or a nutritionist. Many of us wouldn't know how to read them, and I think that in itself
Flaw. Why are we not educated, Darren? Why are we, why we are not educated by our parents, you know what I mean, or our GPs to come to him and or her, like I mean, like I have a GP, it's a male. Why we are not educated in this society, in school? Why are we in school, as I say?
Well, Mario, listen. I think one thing as well, and Katrin will probably back this up, that it's all about the marketing of what is good for you or not. For me, and with because I got to stay away from sulfites and there's hidden sulfites.
Yeah, but that's not my question, Darren. Why is it cheaper food, which is not healthy?
I don't know. But for me, I just look at the back and I go, if there's more than five ingredients, it's on the shelf because I don't have time to look at it. Oh, and I teach that to my family as well. And actually, now my wife and my daughter, they can actually taste preservatives and they feel better for not having preservatives because it makes me feel really poor. Mm. So I think you can do it, but it's all about what we need to do. And if I may, Catherine, just in, take a little bit here, but in America they have what's called food that's GRAS, G-R-A-S, generally regarded as safe. And the word there is generally because it's not good for everyone. So preservatives, you may be able to truck through preservatives and your body can handle it. But for me, it's a no-no. But for you, you'd probably even do better if you didn't have the preservatives and if we actually take that out of everyone's diet.
Yeah, so one of the acknowledging this a few months ago in this journey they've been on with gut health, I've created a very interesting series to demyth all of the things that happen in the supermarket. It's called The Grocery Gals.
Oh, I was thinking like a Meatbusters, food Meatbusters here.
And it's a journey through the supermarkets. We've put a few episodes out there. We've got a whole lot of others ready to release, but I've partnered with one of Australia's leading dietitians, Geraldine Giorgio, and together we go into the supermarket. Harris Farm Markets have been really supportive with us going to their supermarket, and we go around and do different parts of the supermarket. We talk about dairy, why calcium's good, how do you read a label, what's gluten free, what's nuts, what's
green.
Can
I say something? Like this is the funny thing, is Darren. Like, you know, I mean, I grew up in different society, totally different society, and I can't accept what's been told me today. When I was a kid, drink the milk, it's good for the bones, right? Eat the carrots, it's good for the eyes. Eat the apples, good for the teeth. This and this and this. So this goes on. Suddenly, last couple of years has been told, do not drink the cow milk because you're going to get osteoporosis. You know, your heart is going to die. And I was like, Jesus, like, you know, all my life I was being told eat these vegetables and milk, you know, I mean, to be strong and everything else. Now, don't do this.
And I'm just thinking, is it one certain cow protein or another one without saying what they are?
Cause what?
The brand. Yeah. I mean, is A something or A something else? And totally confusing.
Yeah.
So, Katrin, how do you do this? I mean, how do you go there in that particular shop and then what? You talk to that particular person you mentioned, and what you're exploring, you try your food, or how do you do this?
Well, so we try and keep it very, very short. So we do each segment is just, you know, 3-4 minutes long, and it's very, very generic because we're not really talking to particular brands. It's really educating, like, why are green things in the supermarket good for you? If you have to have ready-made meals, what sorts of things should you be looking for? If you're a vegan, if a vegan diet is what you have, what are some of the really important things that you need to consider when you're making up your meal planning as a vegan? Why are nuts really good for you? So we go around to the supermarket really giving wholesome information on how to understand food, how it works for you. And it's all about functional food. So making food work for you. And you know, there's, God, there's so much information out there now, but so much of our health is attributed to what we put in our mouths. But it is an area that's really confusing. And I think it's just confusing because there's so much marketing out there and so many different brands. And I think sometimes, you know, people also have different health symptoms and they go on their own journeys of trying to...
Well, we need to check that in those videos. But it's time to wind up the first hour of the episode Business Insights with Mario. We'll take a short break. News, Darren, is going to take a couple of minutes. And we'll come back about 11:03 with our guest in studio, Katrin Nixon. She's a vitamin C lady. You will love it.
Alive 90.5.
Thought it was the end. My friend said that it's not the end of the world. I'm waiting for that feeling, but nothing ever felt quite like being yours. It's so good to see you here tonight. Better yet to see it in your eyes. You've been feeling something just like I did. Needed just a little space and time to get rid of all these alibis. Suddenly you see it in my mind, yeah. You know, I've been writing love songs since we broke up. Guess that it took losing you to make me show up. And I know it's too soon to try again. We'll mess it up again, but it's too soon to say goodbye.
lines are so familiar, but everything between us is feeling brand new. No, I didn't wanna let it die. I was praying that you leave the light on. You've been feeling something just like I did. Needed just a little space and time to get rid of all these alibis. Suddenly you see it in my mind, yeah. You know, I've been writing love songs since we broke up. Guess that ain't the reason you to make me shut up. And I know it's too soon to try again. Won't mess it up again, but it's too soon to say goodbye. I've been writing love songs since we broke up. Sometimes I think I won't last one more night without your touch. And I know it's too soon to try again. Won't mess it up again, but it's too soon to say goodbye. Oh. I've been writing love songs since we broke up. Guess that it took losing you to make me sure enough. And I know it's too soon to try again. We'll mess it up again. It's too soon to say goodbye. I've been riding up.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone.